Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our Riyadu Salihin segment. And we are busy with Hadith 223. Remember, the chapter that we are busy with is the chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims and exposition of their rights, as well as having compassion and mercy for them. So we come to Hadith 223. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ Remember, when it's وَعَنْهُ, if you're following via the kitab and you are seeing the hadith, then you will notice it has وَعَنْهُ. So the name of the sahabi is not mentioned, but referring, like you say, Abdullah went to the shop, he then went to do this, he went to do that. So you'll use the word he after that. So this is the like. So hadith 222, وَعَنْ أَبِي مُوسَى was our narrator, and here we see وَعَنْهُ, that's a follow-up of another narration now of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu qal. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مر في شيء من مساجدنا When anyone passes our masajid or marketplaces أو أسواقنا or marketplaces ومعه نبل and he has a spear فليمسك he should hold it أو ليقبض على نصالها بكفه He should hold it by its sharp edge Why should you do that? أي يصيب أحدا من المسلمين منها بشيء So that he does not hurt any Muslim with it Speaking under this honor for another Muslim. What lesson can we take from this? So we are not used to holding swords. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that where we also, the men need to prepare. They need to make some effort. But let's see, we are in our homes. Someone asks us, just pass that knife. So you go, you get the knife and you pass it. How should you give it? Etiquettes, basic etiquettes that we learn from our teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you're passing that knife, of course, hold the sharp edge towards yourself and the non-sharp edge, you're going to pass it over facing the person. So the non-sharp edge will face the person, the sharp edge is facing you. When a person does this, you understand that this here is etiquette, this person has respect, and it's such a good gesture. And it's such a good aspect of your character that you are showing that this is a Muslim, this is a believer. In passing a knife, you have etiquettes. This is the codified religion, Islam, that nobody can change. Though they may feel like they are advancing in demolishing Islam. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ They intend to do this. Their objective is to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects it. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete his nur. Even though the kuffar, they dislike it. The kuffar, they dislike it. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete his nur. So this level that the deen is so codified, passing a sharp object, you learn etiquettes. Today children are going to school and you hear schools being burned down because just now recently a school was burned down. Why? Because just for postponing or cancelling one of the two, the matric poll, that is being postponed. So what they have done, they burned down, the students got frustrated, they burned down the school. Speak, have a chat with teachers, ask them what is their main struggle every morning. They will tell you that it is this year, that our children, the children have no respect, absolutely no respect. Not just, we're not speaking of non-Muslims, we're speaking about Muslims. He's a Muslim, his name is Muhammad Abdullah, but no action of Abdullah Muhammad. Why? Because from that tender age already, they've understood that this is the most important stage of a person's life. It molds that person into what they're going to be in the future. So from that tender age, they're corrupting your children, infiltrating, and what is your children being robbed of? Morals, respect, dignity, basic values, self-respect, all of this is the new monsters that we are developing. And there's no concern about it. All we just carry on. As long as they are going to be earning well, that's what they put in your minds. That's what they put in you. Go look at the unemployment rate and then you'll understand. But there was no schools previously, but the unemployment rate is growing further and further. Teach your children things that is going to help them. Truthfulness. all of this, that means that in any occupation that they are going to enter, which is permissible by Sharia, they're going to have this truthfulness, sincereness to Allah first, to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ways, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to emulate. Who must they emulate? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the pious people who then have given their lives and are giving their lives for this cause. That is where your abode needs to be. And as Mullah Shabir Sahib Saluji Damat Barakatuh has mentioned, if this is what schools are teaching them, then wallahi, wallahi billahi, that it is better for you to leave your children ignorant in inverted comma. That is better for you. So this way is here, this lesson that we learned now, this year comes, it's your akhlaq. It's from that angle of your faith. Passing something, it's a butter knife even, it's not even sharp, still do. I respect you, I'm going to face the sharp side towards myself, but because I honor you, I'm going to pass it to you like this. When people see this, then they see this is Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. This brings us to the end of our hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide myself, all of us, unto that which is truth, and that which is ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Absolutely no doubt in. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.